Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting an environmental summit to get underway. About 150 world leaders are expected to attend Monday's start of the United Nations Climate Summit. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of protesters Sunday called for the adoption of worldwide environmental controls. The protests in Paris turned violent, with police firing tear gas and detaining about 200 demonstrators. The Paris demonstration was one of the more than 2,000 planned for Sunday around the world. Syrian activists say airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 in northern Syria. The strike is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes happened in the town of Arija. The European Union Sunday agreed to a $3.2 billion aid package to help Turkey deal with the current migration crisis. The agreement came at a meeting in Brussels. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
We discussed a range of important areas such as counterterrorism, energy, trade, as well as geostrategic issues of common concern. But obviously migration was the primary reason why we all met today.
The largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year has passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. Pope Francis has called on warring parties in the Central African Republic to lay down their weapons and support efforts to end sectarian strife. The Pope arrived in the CAR capital of Bangui Sunday to promote peace and coexistence. This is VOA News.